are back with another episode of Data Protection Gumbo, and I am your host, Demetrius. And today I am having a chat with Rodrigo Loureiro, who is the founder and CEO of C3, better known as Cyber Connective Corporation. So, Rodrigo, welcome to the Gumbo. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing great, and it's awesome to be here today with you.
Awesome. I appreciate you being here. And we are going to spend some time and talk about cybersecurity and cyber risk and all of the things that the Gumbo listeners need to know in order to continue to keep themselves and their data safe as well. And maybe a little information about C3 before we actually jump into the topic for today.
That would be great. Yeah, C3, you know, it's the brainchild of, it's my brainchild when I was CIO at a large company with my daily struggles to secure the organization. And in order to secure the organization, I implemented a lot of manual processes. And like it always happens with manual processes, they're prone to errors, either intentional or non-intentional. So as I was leaving the organization, I was very successful with all those processes and all those manual procedures. You know, I'm a technology guy. There should be an easy button for us to push and mm-hmm. do all of this work that takes so many manual processes and Excel spreadsheet. And that's Cyber Connective Corporation, or C3, when we are between friends.
I love that. And as we are talking today, we know that all the conversations are going on around artificial intelligence and, of course, cybersecurity. I think both of those are running neck and neck as far as the mind share of everyone out there. And one thing that I would like to tap your brain for is why cyber risk management is so important today from where you sit.
Yeah, cyber risk management is always the ugly duckling of cybersecurity. Technology and cybersecurity in particular is a very technical theme. And CIOs and CISOs, they tend to be very technical oriented. And sometimes they forget the business part. Sometimes they forget that we need to manage the risk adequately. You know, there's always the tendency to buy the latest and the greatest of technology. And sometimes we don't stop and ask ourselves, what is the risk that my organization has? And where do I get the biggest bang for the buck in terms of investments in cybersecurity? And that's really what cybersecurity risk management is all about, is an organization, and I'll dare say even all of us at the personal level, to really understand what are the risks that we are facing and spend the money and invest the time in the risks that can actually affect us rather than the risks that do not affect us. And the risks that our neighbor or another company has are not the same that we have. So use your resources intelligently and where it actually needs. And that, for me, it's the art of cybersecurity risk management.
Okay. And so you mentioned some of the risks. What are some of those risks that you are seeing and that you see as being kind of super important today to make sure that you are mitigating those risks?
So I always say what worries me as a technology and cybersecurity executive is what I don't know. So it's the unknowns that really affect me. So the first step that you always have, and the biggest risk that you always have, is not knowing what are the vulnerabilities that you have. What are the threats that you are facing? So, and the first step is awareness, situational awareness. Mm-hmm. And that's where I would say you as an organization, you need to ask yourselves, do I know exactly what are the risks that are facing my organizations? Am I most vulnerable where and how? And this is really what really came in terms of building a cyber connective corporation and building what I call the executive dashboards, is for an executive to have what I call the single pane of glass. You know, you look at your dashboard, you look at your control center, and you identify immediately, this is where I'm most vulnerable, and here I have an acceptable risk. I can always improve my cybersecurity posture. I can always improve my defenses. But would I be better off spending my money elsewhere? And that's essentially what is the biggest risk that companies facing, is that not only having sparse resources for cybersecurity, but then investing them and spending them in areas that they do not really face significant risks.
Okay. And you mentioned an executive dashboard. What are some of the things that should be on this executive dashboard? What should they see? And to kind of have right at the forefront, just to have that pulse on it from your perspective.
So the approach that I have used as an executive, and that I use in our executive dashboards with C3, really follows the NIST security framework. The security framework really gives you a view from all the areas that are important to you. It's assessing the risks, is having visibility into the risks, is being able to detect threats. So how do you respond to those threats, and how do you recover from incidents? So you have to analyze across these five dimensions that are outlined on the NIST security framework, and then you have to grade yourself across each one of them. And that's exactly what we do. We rate the organization in terms of how are they prepared to face cybersecurity incidents, how are they detecting cybersecurity risk incidents, how they can respond and recover when they inevitably occur. So it's taking a quiz. And it's what I do is not just taking a quiz, studying hard for the exam, and then forgetting about it. It's all about real time. It's all about understanding how that risks and those threats across all of those dimensions evolve over time, and always having a refreshed look at your environment. Being safe today doesn't mean that you're safe tomorrow. So it's an ongoing and continuous learning exercise.
Yeah. And have you seen that it's become more challenging just to fight the bad guys, because they are, of course, using things like artificial intelligence? And of course, the good guys, I consider myself a good guy, and I think you consider yourself as a good guy as well. We're also trying to put our best foot forward to also tap into artificial intelligence and machine learning, just from a co-pilot perspective, to help speed things up and to work more efficiently. Where do you see AI fitting in the picture just overall to maybe continue to fight that fight with what the cyber attackers and the bad guys are doing?
Yeah, you know, AI is an arms race. And taking the mantra of don't bring a knife to a gunfight, I always tell organizations, right now, the bad guys, the aggressors, the threats, they are using guns, and those guns are artificial intelligence. We'll know that AI and generative AI increases the productivity, increases the effectiveness of all of us. Now, think of that in terms of the attacker. These attackers using AI, they suddenly become, they now are able to do things that they couldn't do before. Mm-hmm. Potentially, you know, attackers that didn't have a high level of knowledge on how to attack an organization, with AI, their powers are put on steroids, if you will. So if we on our side continue to defend ourselves with conventional approaches, we are going to be outpowered, outgunned, and outsmarted by the attackers. Therefore, CISOs have to embrace AI and use artificial intelligence in their own defenses. And AI is one of the technologies that can be used pervasively across the entire stack. It starts at the lower levels, it starts at the developers, it starts at mm-hmm. the analysts, it starts at all the agents that are in security, and they go all the way to the top, to the executive. So executives must also use AI so that they can become more efficient. One of the most used technologies is really to process the data. One of the biggest problems that we have in cybersecurity defense is that our analysts are overwhelmed with incidents that may or may not be threats. Right. And they spend an inordinate amount of time trying to identify the false positives and the false negatives. Well, AI can help there. Mm-hmm. And we have to use that because otherwise we know that on the offensive side, they are using it because they don't have policies, they don't respect policies, they don't have to concern themselves with costs, they are going to use it. So we, in our response, we have to use them because it allows us to identify that needle in the haystack that inevitably is some event in your organization that turns to be a very dangerous event. It can become a data breach.
Yeah, and so we know AI is out there, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and things are moving really, really quickly just with NVIDIA and the announcement of the new Blackwell chips. And I mean, things are just exploding. The stock for NVIDIA is just crazy. Lots of money being made. But I do want to understand from you, what do you think is the biggest threat that organizations are facing today? And also maybe how does C3 help to address that biggest threat that you see?
Yeah, that biggest threat is identifying where you are vulnerable. The biggest danger that organizations face is investing a lot of money, and I'll give an example. Investing a lot of money in data loss prevention. Data loss prevention is one of my usual go-tos because it's a very expensive technology to deploy, and it's typically a technology that is deployed in organizations that reach a certain high level of maturity. And then companies try to implement that, and then they forget about the basics. They forget mm-hmm. about the basics. Are all your servers patched? Are all your ports open to the internet? And are your environment using obsolete software? So make sure that you have all your basics covered. Make sure that you have all the things that are the easiest access points. You know, don't put a steel door in your house if you have broken windows, because you're just wasting money. So that's where really our focus in terms of the Cyber Connective Corporation, our focus is really giving an easy way for executives to look at their organization and say, yeah, I might not have the data loss covered, but I have all of my basics covered. I have no vulnerabilities in my environment. I don't have users that have more privileges to escalate within the organization that they need. Everybody has only the access that they need. So these are the basics that I always say that takes us a long way. And you know, you don't have to be the fastest runner to escape the lion. You just need to be faster than your next door neighbor. So cover your basics. And then what happens is, and it's very interesting because during my time as a cybersecurity executive, I faced many attacks. And inevitably, what I always saw was that attacks, they probe your defenses. They try to penetrate your organization. And they themselves, they try to spend the least amount of time possible to mm-hmm. penetrate your organization. So if they probe your organization and they see that you have the basics covered, all your servers are patched, all your firewalls are up to date, all your security controls are in order and working, then they will switch to the next victim, because I can guarantee you that unfortunately still today companies don't cover the basics. And my message is always the same: you know, do a rapid assessment, look at the dashboard, see where your vulnerabilities are, attack those before you spend millions of dollars in sophisticated cybersecurity systems that you may not even need.
And Rodrigo, you said that most companies don't cover the bases. And why do you think that they don't cover the bases? Is it a lack of talent, or it's just them being overwhelmed, or because it's really challenging nowadays, because it's just it's so many different attacks and there's so much coming at you at one time. But what do you think there?
It's not glamorous, I would say. You know, it's just like you at your personal level. You know, in order for you to be healthy, there are very basic things that you need to do, and you have to put in the time. You have to go to the gym 2 or 3 times a week.
No drinking.
It's boring. It takes time, and it's very, 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 very time intensive. So what you do is you always look for the silver bullet, right? You know, these days is Ozempic, right? Everybody's looking for the silver bullet and the thing that's going to give you health in a pill. And those things do not exist. So organizations try to do the same. They try to spend millions of dollars in some very sophisticated tool that the executives can then go to the board and say, well, I spent $5 million with CrowdStrike, and nothing against CrowdStrike, they're a great company, but I spent $5 million there, therefore I'm safe. And no, you gotta go to the basics, and sometimes it's not glamorous, but you need to go to the board and say, all of our basics are covered. And that's exactly what you get when you look at our NIST-based executive dashboard. You say, all the basics are covered. And, you know, you always say that 80% of the results can be gotten by 20% of the effort. So make sure that you cover all of your basics, and then you can advance to more sophisticated. This was especially a very important aspect of my career, because I spent a number of years working for financial services institutions, for big banks, big insurance companies, trading organizations. And those companies spend millions upon millions of dollars in cybersecurity. And in some cases, they have almost unlimited budget. And then I became the cybersecurity executive for a large network of universities. And then I was like, okay, now I need to change my tune, because I need to squeeze as much value I can out of every dollar in my budget. And that's when I became so aware of this importance of really covering the basics. And most of the times, covering the basics does not require that multi-million dollar budget. You can cover the basics with a fraction of your existing budget, and then you will attain an adequate risk control for your organization.
I love that. And I see a nice diagram in the background there, CISO mind map. So there are a lot of chief information security officers listening in to Data Protection Gumbo, and I can't see anything that's on that CISO mind map, but maybe you can tell us what's on the mind of a CISO these days. I'm sure it's probably a lot of things, but maybe one big takeaway.
It's a lot of things. You know, that diagram is pretty busy and complex. And that diagram covers everything. You know, one always forgotten aspect of it is the people element. And regardless of how many security controls you put into place, people may not do what is expected of them to do. So you always need to ensure that, you know, you train your people, you raise their awareness that cybersecurity is not just the role of the cybersecurity team, it's really everybody, because all the best security controls go down the toilet if one employee just clicks a link and gives an attacker their user IDs and passwords, and it all goes away by a credential breach by an employee. And things One message that I would always tell the CISOs is make your cybersecurity controls easy to understand. One error that I see a lot of executives doing is putting complex and difficult to follow cybersecurity procedures. And then when security gets in the way of the employees getting their work done, then you're asking for trouble, because then in order for the employee to become productive, then they circumvent the security. So make your cybersecurity program easy to follow, easy to understand. For example, it's incredible to me that these days still organizations don't implement multi-factor authentication, which is the code that you get from your phone when you log into your bank. You know, that should be an absolute standard, and that's an easy security control to implement.
I agree with that. And it's really challenging today, because you mentioned the biggest factor would be people that you don't consider people, because that's the reason why you have to do tabletop exercises and recovery rehearsals and make sure that you're ready for when that attack happens, that you've already kind of rehearsed what you're going to do and everyone knows their role, because it's not one person or two people that's team sport. It's multiple people across multiple products working together in order to, you know, bring the business back online. So
absolutely. Yeah. And as a CISO, I would always tell my board that I can only guarantee that we're going to get a security incident. But I can also guarantee that we will be ready to respond and react in the most effective way. So trying to build a 100% security program on the assumption that we will never be breached, it's a bad approach. So build the best security program that you can build, and build the best team so that they can respond when the day comes, not if, when the day comes where there will be an attack. But then you can respond, and just like you said very well, you can recover.
Yeah, so, I appreciate it. Yeah.
Back to the basics. Don't forget your backups. You'd be surprised how many organizations don't do backups these days.
We keep hearing stories where if you don't have those solid backups in place, and if the backups are not stored in a fashion like with immutable or air gap data, the backups are air gap and they're in a separate isolated location, there could be a lot of challenges. You have to rebuild from scratch, and that's a very lengthy process as well.
Absolutely. You know, 3-to-1, the three copies in two locations, and one of them needs to be offline and off location.
Absolutely. And so, Rodrigo, thank you so much for spending time with us here on Data Protection Gumbo. And one final shout out, I'll give you an opportunity to leave your final words for the Gumbo listeners.
Well, my final words is that cyber is not easy. Cybersecurity can be complex. But as I was saying, do the basics, and I can guarantee that the basics will get you there.
All right. Well, thank you again. And we would like to also let you know that we have a backup and recovery professionals group on LinkedIn with over 26 backup professionals. So cybersecurity, storage, backup, network, everyone. We're on having conversations similar to the ones that we are right now here on Data Protection Gumbo. So be sure to check that out as well. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, then hit that thumbs up button and also share across your network as well. And I would just really like to thank you once again, Rodrigo, for being a guest here on Data Protection Gumbo.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.